The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. And time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still mine? I need your love.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. When I say ladies and gentlemen, good evening, I mean the good ladies and gentlemen. All the bad guys, puke ops, you're going to get what you're going to get. This is April 28th, 2022. The Gathering Offering 2.0. My name is Jerry Kirk, and I'm an attempting servant of the Father in all categories. I've listed some of them individually in the past, but I'm not going to do that today. I want to thank Mike the Board Op for his patience last week and trying to do to get me back where I could talk. My phone got hit, wound up spending 2.5 hours driving and a grand total of 5 hours to get my phone back last week. And yesterday, my computer got hit, completely shut down. So I'm maybe getting more popular, I guess. I really don't know. I do appreciate your patience and the interruptions and things of that nature that I had to go through, and nothing I can do about it. But I'm not upset about it, because it wouldn't have happened if the Father in Heaven didn't want it to happen. And today, while listening to the previous show, Mike Rivero, which I listen to it prior to my show, and I enjoy listening the way that I can't figure out how in the world that man comes up with 1 hour of all kinds of different things. I mean, subject. I wonder how much time Mike Rivero spends getting ready for his RBN show. Think about the time that he donates, and, you know, he's sincere about the stuff that he does. And, I appreciate that. I certainly could not hit as many subjects as he hits. Anyway, If I get knocked off the line, there's another man that said he would be on standby. Mike's aware of it because I don't have an option to go get another phone this week. Anyway, this is generally going to be an open line thing after I get through three items. They shouldn't take a long time. One of them has to do with where I've repeated from the book of Matthew that it says, the only begotten Son says to his apostles, do not call me Jesus the Christ. Okay? Now, this is like being punched in the mouth when you read something that is right there, and all your life you were brought up to say Jesus the Christ. And an individual sent me an email saying, well, it's just that you're supposed to find the other name. Well, I take issue with that other individual, and, you know, I've shared some emails with that individual. I think they're trying very hard. They sort of pushed away the entire purpose of that statement. When you call the only begotten Son a Canaanite, the worst name that you can call, that is, and you've been doing it all your life, and then somebody points this out to you, it's like being knocked out in a boxing match. You don't really know what happened when you first come to. I understand this, but you, the individual, have to take and say, wait a minute. He said, don't call me Jesus or the Christ. You know, either one. Now, let's think about this for just a little bit more. Let's say that you are my landlord, and I pay you rent, and I start cussing at you, the landlord, calling you every name in the book, and just constantly, whenever I get a chance, I curse my landlord. Then it comes up, and you call the landlord, and you say, you know, I really could use this. I need this. And the landlord says, will you want me to do something extra for you after the way you've treated me, calling me every name in the book? Think of it that way, ladies and gentlemen. This is a fabulous opportunity to swallow your pride. When I say your pride, sincere people have sincere thoughts and reactions. But when you find out you've been lied to all your life, don't get mad at the individual that brings you the information. Don't slay the individual that brings you bad news from the battlefield. He just brings you the news. That's it. And there's many, many areas where all of us are having problems. So take a moment and hitch up your pants, tighten your belt buckle, and get ready for the good ride. We're getting ready to have a good ride here. I'll explain that more in a little bit. Now, I received an envelope from another gentleman. There was no return address. No name, no nothing, no return address. And it sounds like a nice little thing. It's a thank you card. Nice, pretty flowers on the front. It says, thanks for your kindness and thoughtfulness. Hope you know how much, very much you're appreciated and what a difference you make. Now, that sounds pretty nice, doesn't it? Okay? Now, he also put a note on this. Shalom, Jerry. I recall on one of your broadcasts, you mentioned you would humbly honor any man on this earth who could and does keep all of the 13 commandments. After that, he says, meet Brother William. Well, I'm going to apologize to Brother William, because maybe I didn't say this correctly in the past. The 13 commandments are the titles of interest of which that's your general heading, 1 through 13. Now, when you move into the commandments, you find that you have commandments, statutes, and ordinances. And those are voluminous. I mean, there's tons and tons of them. So you cannot claim that you do keep all of the 13 commandments unless you're doing them all. All the commandments, all the statutes, all the ordinances. Now, continuing, here's a thank you again. Thank you always for your thought-providing insights. I would like to hear Banks of Lowman all the way through. Well, that's not the way it's set up here, and when the music is played, there's 1 minute, and then the next minute, so forth like that. I'm not going to play something that's 4 or 5 minutes just all the way through. Now, then, at the very end, could the four phases of the moon be the true Sabbaths? Well, if he knows all the commandments, why is he asking me a question? The moon has two different calendars. In other words, their calendar set up for two different purposes, one for this, one for that. I can only tell you that through many, many, many attempts, that I cannot get enough to speak with any sense of knowledge. I can tell you that one of the calendars has something to do with visualizing. In other words, looking up into the sky and being able to see the moon and then to be able to see other various planets. Now, that's all I know about that part. Then there's another part that brings on, if you will, water, rain, and different types of weather. Now, that's about all I can tell you about that. And I have tried very diligently. I would love to find somebody that really knows that. But unequivocally, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the seventh appointed day is not called a Sabbath. You'll read it in the book. You'll see it, Sabbath, Sabbath, Sabbath. That is not what it's called. It's called the seventh appointed day. And when you get into the truism, the facts of it, you find out that there is a way to measure when the day begins. It tells you right in the book of Genesis. The day begins at even, E-V-E-N. When you research that, you find that unequivocally, that is at 12 noon. Now, in the Father's calendar, you start your day at 12 noon. And you're starting in light. Now, you run around the clock, and I'll get to this clock in a minute. And now you end your day, and it's in daylight. Light is knowledge. With the system that has been now implanted in this country and basically in the world, you start your day at midnight. You start your day in darkness, and you end your day in darkness. Not a good thing. Now, most people will tell you, well, there's 24 hours in a day. But that's not true at all. Unequivocally, when you study the time system provided by the Father, his prophets, so forth, you find that there's actually 18 hours in a day. Oops, there's not 24. And your entire calculation process has to change from so many minutes in a 60-minute hour to so many minutes in 18 hours. And that has profound effects of being able to find more information. Now, I do not have the capacity, nor do I want the capacity, to set up these various experiments that people have come to my location when I was in Arkansas, did a few of them in Florida, and people would just flip out, walk around my house, my barn, saying, I've lost my mind, I've lost my mind. I saw it, but it can't be. When you see something that can't be all your life, and it happens, and it's right out of the Bible, you go, oops, I'm in real trouble. Well, you're not in real trouble. The reason you're not in trouble is because there's still some time left. One of the big subjects that's going on and talked about all the time is immigration coming in to our country. You know, they're up to saying there's 125,000 a month. It's ridiculous numbers. There's other people saying it's 25,000 a month. Other people saying even bigger numbers a month. Well, all of the immigration laws in our country were shot down over the course of decades. And we do have millions that are invading what we'll call the United States, or maybe just call it America. Now, that's bringing on monumental problems for people. I'm not upset about this. Not one bit. Because if it wasn't supposed to happen, the Father wouldn't let it happen. The immigration in this country has been started for over 500 years to bring people to the land of milk and honey. Now let's just pick out one number, well, two numbers. Out of 1 million immigrants coming in through our southern borders and the northern borders and the this and the that and everywhere else, what if one of those individuals was really a good guy? Or just one was a good girl, good gal, and they had a place to fill over here. And so, Jerry, if I'm being short-minded, well, we're letting in 1 million and only one good guy. No, we're not doing anything. The Father is doing it. And what if that good guy or that good gal turned out to be a dadgum good platoon leader that understood we have to go back to serving the Father? Now, let's say the other 999,999 people are rotten, no good, every bad word you can think of. Well, the Father wants the good guys and the good gals to stand up to them people. That's what it's all about. Understanding the Father is in charge. Every single bit. And just because it causes me a temporary problem, which I think a lot of people are having, is money and cutting back and what do I do and how do I do this? Well, that's up to us to figure out. And maybe the Father will have that little angel. I believe we all want to have an angel on our shoulders. I know I can't prove that. Sometimes it's a good angel, and then bad guys get a bad angel. Now, sometimes the good angel that maybe is sitting on my shoulder keeps his mouth shut, doesn't whisper anything in my ear. I go out there and I do something stupid. Well, the Father wanted me to do that, something stupid, so I could learn from it. This is the attitude that the good guys and the good gals have to have. You must be willing to learn. And when you find hard evidence, having a break in commercial. Thank you, ladies. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
I need your love. I need your love. Godspeed your love to
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the gathering offering. Now, there's a third item I wanted to visit with. I'll be fairly quick on this one. I got an email from a gentleman, and he was talking about a certain type of religion, Islamism. And he put some bits in there to have people bite on. Well, what are the four names of Islamism? Did you know it had four names? When was that religion begun? Do you know when it was begun? It was in the 600 AD. There was no Islamism prior to that. Islamism was originally by the clot shot type. Well, we're taking a vaccine. We're going to call it a clot shot. It was called the Silk Road religion. And the reason it was called that is because silk came from China and the East with all kinds of other items. And the Vatican decided that they needed to create a religion for that area of the world. So the top dog at that time was a guy named Muhammad. And they made him, being the top traitor, the head of Muslimism. Okay? Wait. Muslimism? Mohammedism. Oh, okay. Islam, Mohammedism. What is the other one? ISIS. It morphed into ISIS by certain groups. So I have a suggestion that when a man picks out something and he says, well, in Islam, a man and a man that have relations with each other, they both get killed. They borrowed that from the father's laws. It's called an abomination. And the one thing that he wanted to talk about was, and it says, women have to dress in a certain way. Well, yes, women are required to dress in a certain way. Maybe not exactly the way the people in the Silk Road religion say. And he talks about how beating your wife. Now, never have I read that you're to beat your wife. Are you to correct her? Yes. Is she to correct you? Yes. But I don't ever read that you go in and take a stick and beat the hell out of your wife. Unequivocally, in the father's laws, if you marry somebody, a woman, and after a year or two, she just is a complete ding-dong, and you don't know how you got her, you're not allowed to divorce her because she's a ding-dong. You set up and you build her a cottage, little house. You give her a little chunk of land, an acre, 2 acres. She can have her own garden. But even if her garden isn't good, you have to give her food. You have to take, if a tree falls on her place, you have to take care of her place. And you don't have anything to do with her. She's over there. Not allowed to have a divorce. Except for one reason. Adultery. That's it. We get divorces for all kinds of reasons. We violate the father's law. We divide families up. People have been married 3, 4, 5 times. Different people. Divorced. That's not what we're supposed to do. And a woman is only allowed to marry one man, and that's it. And to have a relationship, a sexual relationship, with that man and only that man. Now, if she goes out and jumps in bed with another guy, oops, she's in big, big trouble. That's the way it's supposed to be. We're not supposed to be jumping from one bed to another bed on a constant basis. So, there's a lot that people, they know a little bit, but they don't get into the very small details. And, you know, just about any subject, I could spend 2 hours on one subject. But I wouldn't do that unless I had somebody, some people that were very dedicated, had all the books open and ready to go for 4 or 5 or 6 hours learning. You can't do that on a radio show. At least I don't know how to do it on a radio show. I will tell you that if you want to go to freedom-school.com, you can get a series of things that are in much more detail than what I'm offering this 2.0 time. I don't think there's enough time to try and go through all the minor details. It is up to you, the individual, to say, is this a good thing or is this a bad thing? I think it's a great thing. What's happening? We are getting ready to have the combined forces of the world come down on a very small group of people. Bottom of the hour break. Thank you.
Around the clouds, what goes up must come down.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
AM 1280. Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch. Are you still mine? I need
the second half hour of the first hour of the gathering offering. I want to wrap up these first three things, and then I understand that we have a gentleman, Glenn, from Philly. Give me just about 60 seconds, sir, please. I was brought up part of my life on a football team. And on a football team, I learned that six or seven of the guys were good. When they made a mistake, I walked over to them and quietly, just where they could hear, tell them, how come you're not giving me all you got? That's all they had to do. Now, there were other guys on the team, three or four, that they were always given the best they had. And I never jumped on them. because they were all they had, they gave. Okay, so why jump on a guy that's giving all he's got? Do you know everything that you've got? Because I don't know everything that I've got. But you know, if you want to compare this to football, what's going on right now, I dadgum want to make the team. I want to make this team so bad. And when you hear the music and talking about love, the father has to love certain individuals. And he has to correct them. Yes, they make mistakes. He wants people to make mistakes. And those that have anything between their ears, they wake up. And they start taking love as understanding as responsible duties. Respect and duties. And that's where the love comes in, when you turn your head and you say, this hurts. I was wrong all my life. But now I'm going to get on the good path. Anyway, Glenn from Philly is available. Come on in and jump in, Glenn.
All right, Jerry. Hang on a second. I have to turn off my Bluetooth headset.
Jerry, are you on a speakerphone?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you're aware of this, but speakerphones aren't permitted on RBN. Especially, you know, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. Every time I call in on my Bluetooth. I don't want to hold my handset to my head. I wait, and when I'm picking up the call, I change over to the phone. Now, if you're going to be a host, your audio is just abysmal. It sounds awful. And if you're going to be a host on any sort of regular intermittent basis, or if you have your own show, could you please go out and get yourself a phone that accommodates a decent headphone and headset and microphone so that you don't sound like garbage, like you're in a trash can 40 feet away? I mean, that's, you know, like I say, if the guests have to comply with this, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. And you really should be on either a regular handset or a headset and microphone combination. It doesn't sound that way.
Okay, I hear what you say.
I think it's a bit hypocritical to come on a show where all the guests are told not to use headsets or speakerphones and have the host use them a speakerphone.
Yeah, well, nobody ever told me that. Number one, nobody ever told me.
They're steadfastly foreboding for the callers. I can tell you that much. And you know, okay. I think it's if you're going to host a show, you want to sound your best. You know, and instead of sounding like you're literally you're in a garbage can 40 feet away. And the other thing isn't this the National Intel Report? I mean, you're saying the Gathering Offering. Is that like the name of your show that's on at a different time slot or something? But this is the National Intel Report.
No, I'm not part of. That was John Stadtmiller's number one, his show.
Well, that's what everybody calls it, even if they're a guest host.
Well, then the show, their choice that they want. You got some kind of minutia that says that.
Minutia seems to be your specialty, Jerry. From the beginning of this show.
And you don't allow me to even have a conversation with you. Everything you interrupt.
Sure.
So where is your decorum as a gentleman, sir?
No. Yeah, that's not true. Okay. But anyway,
let me point out to you. I began my studies on electric onto the brain and what it does to you in the 70s when you had was handset, no nothing. And I continued that study.
And, welcome to the 21st century.
Well, I don't give a rat's toenail of what you think the 21st century is. And by the way, I don't have this problem with the majority of people I talk to. You pick up the handset. I never stick electricity up to my brain, with the exception of 6 months of where I had a smartphone, but I put it on play. I didn't hold it up to my ear because I don't want that attacking my brain. That's number one. Number two. number two, I don't have these problems when I'm talking to other people. Every once in a while, there's a problem. But when I talk to people on the phone, rarely do I have a problem, except if we talk for more than 40 minutes and then the line goes dead and we reconnect. Okay? So well, I'm not going to go out.
It's basically policy on the network. It's policy on the network. And also, if I were hosting a show, I'd want to sound my best, not my worst. But
I am not going to take and put electric into my brain.
Just I think you're too late, people, maybe, but...
But I have to ignore
maybe it wasn't
all
electric,
my...
but... No, hang on.
Well, it is electric.
At the top of the program, you said something about Jesus saying that he said not to call him Jesus or not to call him Christ. Well, can
Correct.
You give me book, chapter, and verse on that? Well, what verse are you quoting there?
Well, why don't you listen to the archives?
Well, because the archives aren't posted yet, and we're in the middle of a live show, so and now you're just being peevish, which isn't very loving or Christ-like. You're being troublemaking. Could you just simply, I'm asking in good faith, could you just tell me what chapter and verse you're taking, what verse you're quoting there?
Well, it's in Matthew, and I do not have the book open because I went into that last week, and, you know,
I'm not aware of any place in Matthew where Jesus says not to call him Christ. We have Peter's great confession. Where he says, "Who do men say that I am?" Some say John the Baptist. Some say that prophet. You know, who do you say that I am? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God. Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. Okay, and then he goes on and do the controversial part where he says. Thou art Simon, you know, he says, and then he changes his name. He says that, no, you are Peter, and this, upon this rock I'll build my church. And people argue all about that one. But they don't argue about thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God. And I'm not
well,
aware
I
of Jesus
do.
Ever rebuffing anyone for
I
saying
do
that.
I do unequivocally, and if you chase down the history, you will find that it was invented by the Jebusites.
And that's about the 15th time you've used unequivocally. That's like overuse of an adverb.
Unequivocally
means unchallenging, unchallengeable.
That's
what I'm saying. If you
have no knowledge, you don't even know Matthew 16:20. I looked it up for you real quick. Then he charged his apostles that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ.
Yeah, they should not tell them at that time. Now, this exegetically, he said not to tell anyone that he was the Christ at that time. He wasn't revealing his identity. His identity was revealed to his disciples, but not generally revealed or proclaimed to the public at that time. And you're not going to find any commentary anywhere.
I'm sorry, sir, but you and I do not see it at all because you haven't studied the term Jebusites, Jebus, and Jesus.
The Jebusites were the occupants of Jerusalem before the Jews took it over. Okay?
They were the Jews, and they are one of the 12 Canaanite tribes that are condemned all through the Bible. Don't do anything with them.
Yeah.
Get rid of them.
The Jebusites
and that's
the
what
Jews.
They are. The Jebusites were the head and most powerful group in that time in history.
If you look at you're not going to find the Jebusites listed among any of the descendants of Noah, or the descendants of Shem, Ham, or Japheth, or any of those. You're not going to find them as
you,
any
you
of the descendants.
You don't know what you're talking
family.
About. You haven't read the Bible. It unequivocally tells you that every one of the descendants of Ham are Canaanites, unequivocally. And it lists them, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Girgashites, the Jebusites, so forth.
Yeah,
and it lists them by name. And you can trace each and every one of those.
And these were among the peoples, you know, that the Israelis had to fight when they came into the Promised Land and stuff like that. But the
because they were the Canaanites, and that's who the enemy is the Canaanite.
They were certainly, you know, they were enemies, you know, back then at this time. But the Jews themselves are not Canaanites.
You're correct in one area. For the tribe of Benjamin still resides in Jerusalem, and they were divorced, but it doesn't mean that every Benjamite that thinks he's of the Jewish relationship doesn't mean they're a Canaanite. They're just being deceived to think that they are. And you can find that verse. And the tribe of still resides in Jerusalem. You haven't done your homework, sir. And the
I haven't done my homework. I have a Bachelor of Arts degree in Biblical Studies. Thank you very much. And I do read the Bible.
Yeah.
And I don't.
Yeah,
waste
you
my
got
time
a degree in
with
art. You don't even qualify just by saying that as anybody anything. I humiliated professors, doctors, and everything all the way through college. I humiliated. Okay.
You're relying on telling me that you've got a degree
in art.
When Jesus says not to tell them that he is the Christ, okay, that he is Christ, he's telling them not to reveal his status as the Messiah at
that
time.
Okay. Really?
Yes.
He's going doing all kinds of miracles and doing all kinds of things like this.
Right, but he was telling them that
He was telling them
not to make that claim publicly at that time, okay, because his time hadn't come yet, okay? Eventually,
when did his time come? He didn't spend 3 years going out and doing all kinds of wondrous things, showing the people,
come to be the ruling, reigning Messiah at that time. He came, rode a donkey into Jerusalem, and he was crucified, okay? When he comes back as the ruling, conquering Messiah on a white horse, okay? There's certainly no secret about who he was.
And he comes back after all the good guys, and he comes back with 144,000 angels.
No, you know, 144,000 are divergent Jewish males, 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel. You have the two prophets prophesying in the streets of Jerusalem. They're killed. And after 3 days, they're raised up and they're ascend into heaven. And the 144,000 are humans. They're virgin Jewish males, 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes.
Well, you just keep right on studying your Hebrew.
Who have not defiled themselves with women.
Right on studying it, Kirthar Jabra, city of the father of the giants. You just keep right on doing that. Goodbye. I don't need to talk to you anymore. You're an idiot. Bye-bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have somebody that thinks they've studied, and he's got a Bachelor of Arts, and he uses that as a credit. I use my credits as... how many times have you won in a courtroom? Mega suits. How many times have you lost? Two cases. One when I was 21 over a $40 issue, and when the judge ruling came down, 40, 50, 60 people started throwing stuff at the judge. Lawyers jumped up and started yelling, "We'll take this, we'll take this." I said, "Nah, I'm not going to even dignify this. Here's your $40, and I dropped two 20s on the floor and walked out. And then I lost the case that I wanted to do, even though I knew I was going to lose it. And that was to deed the land to the Father in heaven and me be his servant. I wanted to make sure that no one else would try this. Because if I had been successful, the buy and sell clause, that no man should be able to buy and sell without the name, the number, and the mark of the beast. And the other reason that it became apparent to me was when I was in Arkansas doing this stuff, I was in a fabulous position. I didn't have worries or problems. I had a barter system set up, and everything was working great. Well, now, since I lost that suit, of which I could be in clover had I chose not to do that suit, times are tough. And when I mention something to other people, you need to do this, you need to do that, I now have a better understanding of what a lot of people are going through. And I think my thinking is different as 5.5, 6 years ago. And so I look at this as this is what you have to do, what you have to go through. And somebody to come in and say, hey, you need to go out and buy more equipment. You need to take and get some equipment that'll put a headphone right up against your brain. And I'm supposed to ignore 4 or 5 different occasions of studying electric right up to your brain. And even at Vanderbilt Teaching Hospital. And they said, yeah, well, this is really not good for us, but it's not too much. Having a top of the hour break. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. And time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still mine?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The call-in number is 512-248-8252. I do find it amazing that people question the tenacity of certain people. I'm an individual that in first grade was brought into a circuit court under criminal charges and had to defend myself. Had no idea I was going to be brought up on criminal charges. It did work out. Not exactly the way I thought. And then it was a few months later, I was brought up on actual physical criminal charges. Because somebody violated my family code of honor. That somebody hit my younger brother in the nose and in the lip, bloodied his nose, and split his lip. My family code of honor says, if one of you boys come home beat up, you both better come home beat up. And yes, the police showed up at my house. That it was in the morning an incident happened. I had about 5 o'clock. And my dad had to come home from his work a few hours before that because of the condition of my hands. I couldn't even use zippered pants. I had to use pull-up pants, pull-down pants. And then the next day went to the proceedings. Okay, so I was found totally not guilty of that. And, you know, I was brought up by the law, man's law. And I gave up on the father's law halfway through fourth grade. I started at second grade. And when I brought up this one about you shall not call him Jesus. The nuns, the priest, grandpas, dads, great aunts, everybody was stunned because that's all they did. Say, Jesus, Jesus. Now, I did not know anything about Jebusites at that time. But it clearly said, don't call me Jesus. And when somebody sits there and says, well, I don't want anybody to know I'm Jesus because that's my real name. Now, what kind of horse manure thinking is that? Let's think about this. He was doing all kinds of really neat things for a long time in his life. Top of the hour break.
Stick us and bleed us and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.